We're Frontero, a village where we live. We got our vines that are vineyards with exposure towards southeast and southwest slopes, and they are about above sea level, about 200 meters. The soil is clay and sand. The vines are 100% Glera grapes. The harvest is done by hand, and the harvesting time is usually the middle of September. The performance per hectare is 13.5 tons of grapes, from which we can pull out 70% of grape juice. The grape juice, after the first fermentation done in the tanks, is then put in a second tank where we do this sparkling method that's called Charmat Martinotti. Practically, we put the wines in these tanks, we increase the pressure inside, we add natural yeast, and naturally starts off the second fermentation. After approximately 50 days, we've got a sparkling wine with a pressure between 4.5-5 bars pressure. Here, my brothers always want long terms of doing the second fermentation, at least 90 days. To do this, we are always working with the temperature to slow down or to increase the fermentation, because we want the wines to have a fine perlage. We want to see in the glass of our Prosecco sparkling fine bubbles. If you see fine bubbles, this means that the second fermentation has been done with the right method and with the right timing. For the Brut, the sugar traces are 11 grams per liter. The color is a beautiful pale yellow. It's pleasant to the nose, intermixing floral notes and tropical aromas of Turkish delight. The palate is generous and spicy, with a finish that shows a measure of richness yet stays nicely balanced. It's suitable as an aperitif and for those occasions that require a dry and decisive wine. The serving temperature we suggest are between 7 and 9 degrees centigrade.